Is okay. Do I speak now?
Yes. You're live to the internet.
Should I speak from the mouth or from the nose or from the ears? The many body has many holes. Oh, that may be better. From the eyes. No, I can't do that. Hello, oh my dear. Devoted, educated.
Receiving you. I'll know in just a second, Rinpoche. He's a calling lama from afar.
I'm sure all of you are, I'm sure all of you have seen him. The day of the Buddha's enlightenment. that it's combined also to other Buddha's holy deeds. In passing way, and I think one thing about the birth, I think. So, where, you know, it's a special time. So, whatever virtue action we do today, with one of the meditations, walking when you're walking in certain sense, certain circulations.
people who usually
did a lot of Dhamma books and did, you know, trying to learn so much about that. But it was very interesting. I think she reads that, you know, she goes, writes some of my books, and write in the Mickey Mouse books. So, so I think, you know, but it was very interesting what she suggested. Anyway, so I'm thinking to make tapes of Golden Light Sutra, you know, that brings incredible peace in the world, in the country, and great, unbelievable purification just to hear. Just to hear the sound is not, you know, have to understand the meaning of that, and just to hear. Then the Papa Sungito, I think that is the new sutra from Buddha, that which I received when I went to a Digital Soccer place last year. That is, you know, limitless skies of limitless skies of benefits and the unbelievable purification just by hearing 2-3 words from Dalai. It has quite a number of pages, but if you hear just 2-3 words, you know, it purifies 5 uninterrupted karma, you know, kill the path of mother. Arhatam Buddha caused the image of Sangha. This, without the interruption of the life, the image gets born in the hell realm, you know, hot hell realm. Those heavy amount of hot hell, the heavy one. Those things. So just by hearing few words from that, you know, all those purified, then let's see, I was married to practice mind blowing, blowing the mind, you're blowing everything. So anyway, so I did make tape at Sinaland when I was there. While I was reciting the text, I'd recite from material concepts. I can't imagine what were combined. There were two horses, from the old time, from the old lady, the kind old lady who owned the Chinaland. Horse that was used by her. There were 3 or 4 horses. But I think it's summertime when there's a lot of rain, so to use the horse to carry things. So I was trying to recite the Ayasangita, this special sutra text, you know, for the horse. And meanwhile, to keep the horse there, so our tech, the caretaker, the wife, she had to feed a lot of food to the horse. But by the way, the horse got a lot of food. Carrots, a lot of food. I don't know what the horse was. I'm not sure whether the horse was wondering why today suddenly didn't summon carrots. I don't know why, any question of arising in the horse's mind. Anyway. So, maybe with some music behind. So I found some nice music. There was one music without a band, I think, you know, when I did quite fast. You know, when you see BBC, when you see all the red, in the interval time, yeah, you know. So I like that music, the TV, the BBC, the vision news. So that, I thought that fits quite well with the by way of, by reading the sutras, you see, by Dhammaka Sutra or the special sutras in there. There's some music behind it. Hmm. So, I thought that would be nice. So, you hear Dhamma, but also you have samsari enjoyment. You have Nirvana and samsara together. Is that possible? Oh. I don't. Maybe it's too much.
Can totally be done.
Maybe it's heartbreaking. Maybe it's heartbreaking. Most breaking. Maybe it's most breaking. Yeah, so. yeah. So I told Raja 2 times to record. So he recorded. The next day or the next day, he suddenly ran to record that. So, yeah, to make a few texts like that, also Dhammaka Sutra. I think Dhammaka Sutra is already there. Already recorded. Anyway, and to make available that, even though, you know, it's a way that once it's made available, then you see different parts of the world, many centers, students, or even non-students, can, you know, play in the car, you know, drive for many hours. And the rest of the time, really was wow. You know, because death can come any time, so therefore, every minute is a second to the best use, you know, to achieve enlightenment for something we need to achieve in life. The torment and his karmas, like me. So then the mind can be, only then the mind can be changed, can be softened, and the realizations can come, you know, promptly. So, so anyway, you know, to make, you know, I'm using the car as an example, but it means, when you don't do, the particular practice, like self-initiation or religious towns, I'm talking, but that one I'm talking, self-initiation or any particular practice. But whatever you're doing is you use that the best, make the most beneficial. So I'm using the driving car as, you know, this one, like that. So everything applied with meditation, you know, whatever normally is what you're doing. of course, best one is the bodhicitta, when you do the bodhicitta. Understanding. skills of Dharma practice. Wisdom. Then there's, of course, the ultimate wisdom, you know. prayer. So it can be your leader, it can be your winter. So then that's when the consciousness is in the offering winter to God. so then that's very, very easy. Then we can still require the information. So, so I think it's very important. I think it's extremely important education. Sasha translates. First, translate for me, and there's a group in Petersburg, Petersburg, Margareta, or the Margareta, you know, they translate the transform problem into happiness.
Moment.
the Abaddon Cathedral here, since he expressed that. So we're doing I did the Brazilian initiation, and was the one lady asked, so interesting, because I did Tiruka last time, so also some other beneficial to do Brazilian. So I think the people are beautiful. Then I wanted many people to be in there. So I did the Genesis initiation. Also, I think last time I did the Genesis initiation. First time when I came. Then, so they had many nights. So so now you can see they had many nights. They had dreams in the Gomba. During the initiation. As you are familiar, I think. As many of you are familiar with my decision. So 14th didn't push later decision, so didn't get to start noon. So Greg with Greg then we did noon backwards. It was so the 15th, you know, yesterday was 15th, so there was days of silence. So we did what normally we have to do, but what I was telling you that day, the main one is fasting, silence. So that is the 28th, this is the 14th minute before that. So then, so the 1 meal. So that. So tomorrow morning, normally one short session, but I think we have to do two sessions, short session, but a normal one, because yesterday, because my diabetes could not follow the moon, you know, the, total fast and all this, you know, like the past, as to, so I also had to attend to function, and then the young Buddhist, you know, Mongolian as a Buddhist youth group, was celebration, the big celebration. So the Kapan Nun, there are two Kapan Nuns. We have a nice nunnery here in Mongolia. Very old Tara temple, a Chinese style. Very old. So, we have a few 11 Mongolian nuns, Kapan Nan, she led with the celibate, you know, the monk. There are also quite a number of monks, so that I guess, yeah, she led. Or Mongolian monk, that she taught. So the two sessions, and then because I spend much time in the morning talking about introducing them to hell, you know, which is my hobby, you know, to introduce hell to other people is my hobby, and the karma. So I thought they can first introduce karma. In hell, you know, so that I thought, so that to, for them to recognize, you know, how they're so fortunate now with this human body, you know, having this human body, present in this body, human body, and that all this dharma, including karma, that's about paramedic in the heart, you know, the mind, karma. So to realize how precious, how incredible precious, the person of the person, then the thing is, you know, how much hardship you have there is nothing. You know, when you compare the health of, you know, to realize that, you know, heaviest suffering of human realm is a great pleasure and a bliss. You cannot compare the hell suffering. So, even general like that, in here, being hardship to Pachacama, the purifying karma, not married, precious heart, to the people of Samsara, and to children of Latin, especially to children of Latin. So here, being hardship, what our sense, you know, should have like this, like the Mongolians. I'm not sure how much, you know, the Dharma, and the Shamans, they do the Tibetan yurt, the medrash, some political, you know, anyway, it's very what how they do it very interesting. So then they had show also female singers, young girls and boys, in female singers, and there was line dance, which I haven't seen before. In the Mongolian line, totally different from Chinese and Tibetan line dance. There's a goddess line dance, and the three young girl goddess dressed like the goddess like style, you see. Very nice. I thought when the material statues had been completed, I thought to invite some of those Mongols. Very nice to go the celebration. Then there was a three girls, contortionists, three girls, their body like rubber, you know, it looks like there's no bone inside their body, it looks like a balloon, you know, or the rubber is sitting down anywhere, they bend their body, you know, many way different ways. Back and forth, and then, so at that event, then to some press, and that's it. Okay, so so I think that's it. Some news, by the way. This is not BBC news. This is Mickey Mouse news. This is Mickey Mouse news.
I think people very much enjoy
Solo Kumbu Rock. Solo Kumbu Rock. The mouse lived in Solo Kumbu Rock. Okay, there's some verses at the very end of it.
Okay.
Kadamba Geshe Kara Kumchung advice transforming the utilizing the death conditions in the path to enlightenment. Even the present small suffering, I would say, or small problems, it purifies, made karma done in the past. It must finish the karma that was done in the past. Therefore, there will be happiness for you in the future. So therefore, learning practice. So same bad condition, the suffering problem is like virtue. and asking him put in a Mayolite battery. not only better for you, but better for other sentient beings. The obstacles is a pursuit for the virtue. Persuading virtue. The suffering is broom cleaning the suffering is a broom of the karma. So broom we use to clean the garbage. So the suffering problem is a broom, see, so to purify and make karma. So what he's saying is a positive. Having a problem is positive, not negative. Having a bad condition is positive. Having obstacles is positive. So then, conclusion, don't be unhappy with it, you know, this life. Don't look at it as a negative. Yes. Then also, Zawago Sangba is not the bad view. Using his words, his advice is very, very effective. He forgot to make offering before he eat. Then he suddenly remembered after he put the food in his mouth. Then I think he made offering from his mouth. Because the food went in his mouth. So he made offering from his mouth. And I think he must blow away some food from the mouth. So actually the guru is somewhere else, quite far. But the food went in his, some food, you know, from distance, went to the guru's mouth. Anyway, this Lama Dalai Lama said, others' mistakes is your mistake. The appearance of mistakes, one should visualize either mindful deity. Like childish, though it may sound like that, but it has a logical reason because perfect, nothing wrong, because that person from the lie, you know, cheats me, he or she is wrong. But actually, if you think of karma, if you think of the evolution of the reason why this happened, why this person cheated you, you know, harm me. So, if, you know, if this person harming you, cheating you, it's because in the past, there's a result of that, your past karma is that you cheated that person, you harmed that person. So, as a Buddhist Jayavatara, he's never mentioned the Buddhist Jayavatara. My karma preceded, therefore I'm deserved to receive this harm. That's one quotation. The other one is, once you're talking, you in the past, I gave such a harm to others. Buddha doesn't listen to harm for others. There's no call. most how the iron beings, iron bodhisattvas, they don't have pain in the body. They when they materialize, they don't have pain. They don't have rest. So even somebody, is a pain. So pain, not the things, has come from one's mind, kind of impure mind. So anyway, you can see now how this is logical. So that's it. So thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rinpoche. Thank you so much.
Mongolia says, Baila. Baita. Yeah. Bully says, Baita. Baita. Okay, thank you very much. See you soon.